Lasting power of attorney in orders. Nominating another person to make decisions on a patient's behalf is called making a lasting power of attorney, LPA. A patient cannot use their advance decision to ask for their life to be ended, or to nominate someone else to decide about treatment on their behalf. There are, in fact, two types of form. We are concerned with the health and welfare form, but there is a property and financial affairs form too. A patient needs to be aged 18 or over, and have the mental capacity to complete this. A different form may be used in Scotland and Northern Ireland, so check the site for further information. Other orders. Do not resuscitate, DNR, order. A document that tells medical staff in the hospital not to do cardiopulmonary resuscitation, CPR, if your heart or breathing stops. Out of hospital DNR order. A document that tells emergency medical workers outside of a hospital that you do not wish to have CPR or other types of resuscitation. Each state has its own rules for a legal out-of-hospital DNR order, but it is usually signed by the patient, a witness, and the doctor. It's best to have several copies so one can quickly be given to emergency medical workers when needed. Do not intubate, DNI, order. A document that tells medical staff in a hospital or nursing facility that you do not wish to have a breathing tube inserted and to be put on a ventilator, breathing machine. Physician orders for life-sustaining treatment, POLST. A form that states what kind of medical treatment you want toward the end of your life. It is signed by you and your doctor. Medical orders for life-sustaining treatment, MOLST. A form that states the care you would like to receive if you are not able to communicate. This care includes CPR, intubation, breathing tubes, and other life-saving procedures. Under current law, the information in a MOLST form must be followed both in the home and hospital by all medical staff, including emergency medical workers. If cardiac or respiratory arrest is an expected part of the dying process and CPR will not be successful, making and recording an advance decision not to attempt CPR will help to ensure that the patient dies in a dignified and peaceful manner. These management plans are called Do Not Attempt CPR, DNA CPR, orders, or Do Not Attempt Resuscitation or Allow Natural Death decisions, and more information is contained in Section 3. With the number of COVID-19 deaths, there is an advance care planning form on the NHS website you may wish to look through. This provides a planning opportunity for patients starting to exhibit more serious COVID-19 effects. This planning form and subsequent guidance does not replace any advance care plan or care and support plan a patient may already have. They may wish to use some of the information in their existing advance care plan to complete this.